Question. When we say that we should not crave for any pleasures that make us slaves, then are we referring to sinful habits such as gambling or drinking, or are we referring to other things such as, say, spending time on social media or traveling to different places or seeing television? Nowadays, people spend a lot of time traveling to exotic locations and coming close to nature, and traveling is considered an essential way to gain experience and broaden one's horizons. Is that also something that is contrary to the principles of devotion? Is that also a bad habit? Answer: we have to look at what is good or what is bad in terms primarily of its consequence. The Bhagavad Gita describes that there are three modes of material nature: goodness, passion and ignorance. Sattvaguna, Rajoguna and Tamoguna. And in these three modes, there are different frames of mind and courses of action that are naturally chosen by us. So now, in the category of pleasures that we may seek, we may see something in goodness, in passion or in ignorance. We are eternal souls who are parts of Krishna, and ultimately our need for pleasure will be satisfied only in Krishna. However, as long as Krishna is not available to us, we will look for pleasure elsewhere. From the material perspective, engaging in activities in the mode of goodness is good, whereas engaging in activities in the mode of ignorance is bad, because relatively speaking, if you look at the consequences, say one who has fondness for drinking and gambling will squander money and lose one's wealth and losing one's health also. On the other hand, one who travels to new places may, just by being exposed to a wide variety of places, broadens one's horizons. So, in the mode of ignorance, there is neither perception, nor proper perception, nor proper action. There is simply delusion. There is a retreat from healthy thinking and healthy living into the world of unhealthy daydreaming, imagining, fantasizing. And this retreat may be channeled or fueled by various things, such as various substances like alcohol or whatever else. So both the such indulgences are destructive from both material and spiritual perspectives, and we may get some pleasure initially, but they will definitely enslave us. In many ways, the same will appear for other sensual pleasures, which may be more in the mode of passion, and their harmful effects may not be evident immediately, but sensual attractions of any kind, they also promise us pleasure, but they end up trapping us. Yatadagre amrutopavam parinamai vishamiva. Krishna says in 18.38 in the Bhagavad Gita that even if they taste like nectar in the beginning, they will taste like poison in the end. So now, traveling can be in any of these modes. If our main purpose of traveling is to go to a place where gambling and other illicit activities can be done freely and extravagantly, then that kind of traveling is unhealthy. It's in the mode of ignorance, and getting hooked to that is getting hooked to the mode of ignorance and indeed becoming enslaved and degraded. On the other hand, if one travels primarily to just enjoy the thrill of traveling and to add more and more places in the list of places that one has traveled to, and to in general enjoy sensual pleasures when one travels, that may be in the mode of passion. But one may also travel in search of wisdom, in search of insight. So when one travels, one goes to spiritual places or goes to places where one can have deeper reflection, to resorts where one goes not simply to relax the body but to rejuvenate the spirit, and one embraces various spiritual experiences by traveling. That travel can be in the mode of goodness. And of course, one of the five potent forms of devotional service is living in a holy place such as Mathura, Vrindavan, or which can include also going to such a place, traveling to it. So that activity is included on par with other activities such as traveling, such as chanting the holy names, hearing the Bhagavatam, associating with devotees and worshipping the deities. So that traveling on pilgrimage is considered a venerable part of the world's religious traditions, and it is a powerful way to either express our spirituality if we already have spirituality, or to experience it if we don't yet have it. So rather than categorizing a particular activity as forbidden or as recommended, we can look at the consciousness in which it is done and the consequence it is going to have. Based on that, we can decide whether that activity is something we should embrace or something that we should eschew.